the first year we discussed the question, it was more of a Shir Hakdama, the question of whether there is an Isur Deraisa in causing Hezek. And we pointed out the very Shitas of Rishonim that perhaps there is. We came to the conclusion that there is an Isur of Hezek based on the Lashon of the Rambam, and it's quoted by the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. And the rayas that we brought to the Shita from various sugyas, the sugya of Gorm Vinizokin, the sugya of Hezek Shenaniker, and then the various Shitas Harishonim as to exactly what is the Makor Midin Deiraisa, where the Makor is from the parish of Gezel. In the parsha of Avas Reim, the Sefer Chinuch says, like Ibn Yonah says, whether it's the parsha of Naiver, as the Yad Ramah suggests, or whether it's the parsha of Ashavas Aveda. Where did we see Ashavas Aveda? The Mincha, the Kemis and Mincha, yeah. And then we also pointed out various details, various ways of various Chidushim that come up from these assignments, that the deeper understanding of Gezel, maybe of Avos Reim, of Neiver, and what's the Nafka Minas? What is it? What's the significance? Everybody holds that if you're Mazik, you have to pay. So what's the significance of whether we call it an Iser or not? So one could be for the Din of Tshuva. The Rambam says the Chiyuv Tshuva. Could be the question of whether a Mazik is possible for Eidos. It could be a question of how much a person has to be, has to spend on making sure that his moment is not mazik, whether it's a bitul asei, whether it's an iser, whether there is an iser in being mazik when there would not be a hefsid moment, when he's going to take care of the hefsid moment. And the third raya from the sugya, that there is an Iser, is from the Gemara in Kiddusha, Beishlich Levarver. So that was the discussion of the Iser of Hezek. The Mesichta begins, Arbo Ovis Nezikin, Ashor, Vabor, Vamabe, Vahever. There are four Ovis Nezikin. We know that this is a Tana that selected four Ovis, and then when we get to Daf Dalet, Daf Hei, we'll learn that there are alternate Tanoim, alternate Shitas, whether there are with 24 Ovis, according to Bavo. Gemara quotes also Mevoishia, 13 Ovis Nezikin. So the Artana selects Arba Ovis Nezikin. We know that what Bor is, we know that Hever is Eish, we know that Mav is a Machlokes, whether it's going to be Shein B'Regel, or the Mav is going to be Adam Mazik, and we know that when it comes to Shor, it's going to be Machlekes, whether it's Shor L'Karnai, or whether it includes also Shein B'Regel. Good. Mishnah goes on to say, Loi Harei HaShor K'Harei HaMaveh, V'Loi Harei HaMaveh K'Harei HaShor, V'Loi Zev Ezeh Sheyesh Ben Ruach Chaim K'Harei HaEsh, She'ein Boi Ruach Chaim, V'Loi Zev Ezeh Shedarkon Leilech U'Lahazeh K'Harei HaBor, She'ein darkin leilech ulhazik, hatzad ha'shovah she'ben, she'darkin lehazik, u'shmirosan alecho. U'kishahizik, chav ha'mazik le'shalein tashlumi nezek, b'meitav ha'oretz. The next Mishnah, andaf tes, tesom and base picks up, kol she'chavti b'shmirosai, hechsharti es nizkoi. When I'm chayiv in shmirah, Hechsharti es nizkoi, 2 days in Rashi. Then I have to pay for the hezek, or then I am party to the hezek. Okay? And the Gemara concludes, the mission also there ends up with Chava Mazuk L'Sham Tashumi Nezek B'mei Tav Haaretz. What is the Nakuda of the Mishnah? What's the point of the Mishnah? To step back, what's the Tana teaching in the Mishnah? So it says he's teaching Arba Ovis Nezikin. Those are parshas Chumash, no? that there's such a thing as a Shor HaMazik, a Bar HaMazik, where these say it's Shein Regel Eish Adam, all Parsh and Chumash. So what's the Nakuda? What's the Tana that there is a din of Mishalim in Beitav HaOretz? It's also in some of the Parshas. So what's the Nakuda? What's the Tana being Mechadish? Go ahead.
Points to get to the Tana Shabbat. What's the Mechayim?
So Effie says that the Makuda of the Mishnah is the Tzadah Shavah Shavahen. Right? The Tzadah Shavah Shavahen means, what's the point of having a Tzadah Shavah? Who needs a Tzadah Shavah? Tzadah Shavah is just an observation, a common denominator. What's the point? Is this an observation? Is it a shir?
It's identifying the Machayev.
So identifying the Machayev. In other words, Effie is saying that the point of this Mishnah is to say that Shor, Bor, Mav, and Hever are, we'll have to learn the sugya, are examples, illustrations, are indications that there's a broader Mechayiv. And the broader Mechayiv is, Hatsada Shove Shebehen, Shedarkon Lehazik, Ushmirosan Alecha, Ukishahizik, Chavamazik Leshalim. Now if he was entirely correct, the Mishnah would say it's on a shavah shaben shadark and lazik, which wasn't lecha. V'lachain, right? Kishahizik, chava mazik l'shalim, tashlumi nezik meitav aretz. Ukishahizik, so if he's learning ukishizik means and therefore kishahizik chava mazik l'shalim, tashlumi nezik meitav aretz. Not so partial. Right? Not so partial that Meitav HaOretz comes from the Tzad HaShavah. Right? But that's really one way of reading the Mishnah, is that the Tzad HaShavah is the Mechayev. That's one possibility. And of course, you know, that's one of the ongoing Chakiras in the Masechta. Lou, what would you say?
Why do you have to say that Kukashahazik means therefore? Why can't you say, and when they damage, this is the result, but not like as a result of.
No, I was just saying I was explaining how Effie reads the Mishnah, right? And if you read the Mishnah the way you're reading it, so then Hodru Kush LaDuchta. So who needs a Tzad HaShavah? Effie was saying I need a Tzad HaShavah because that's going to teach me when I go weiter. I don't even need Shor Bor Mav Hever. I just need Shedark and Lazik Shmosan Alecha. Right? But you're saying that lav davka to be machayev. You're saying that kashizik chava mazik. That continues to be the observation of the parshas chumash. Tzad HaShavah is just it's a shir. It's giving a shir in parshanut, a Thursday afternoon shir parsha mishpatim, right? And probably goes on to say something in hashkafa. No. So what's the point of the Mishnah? So according to you, what's the point of the Mishnah? If the Tzad HaShavah is inconsequential, and according to Effie, the Tana of the Mishnah was giving a shir, and he was explaining that from the parashas in Chumash, ha'oyle mehen, that there's a machayiv called mazik. A mazik chayiv l'shalim. How do we define mazik? All right, so we define mazik is that shedarkon lehazik u'shmirasan alecha. Right, if I acquire something or I take responsibility for something, and it's darkon lehazik u'shmirasan alecha, then I'm chayy. That's the effi. That was the shear.
Is that also right? Part of the mishnah? Well, if you damage, you have to pay.
Where do you, but. No, so Effie would say that from the Chumash you know that if you have a shore, right? How do you know that if it's not a shore? How do you have if a robot, right? It's not a shore. You have a boar. How do you know that if it's not a boar, if it's Avne Sekiu Masoi Shenichei Miroi Shigagoi? So Effie's saying that the Tana the Mishnah is saying that the four Ovais Nezikin that this Tana selected was to teach me a broader din.
So the Chiddush is the word Avos.
No.
Because that means that there's a category supposed to just...
Not yet. No, that's not what Efi said. He said the chiddush is the Tanah Shavah Shavan. Alright, for carrots. You're asking a kashan Efi, saying who needs ovis then? Why call them ovis? Arba parshis. For carrots. That's why Efi's pshat is not so posh. No, but Efi's pshat leaves out three lines of the Mishnah. No? If you'd be correct that the Mishnah is trying to figure out the Tzad HaShoveh, so what's the point of Lo Yarei HaShor Karei HaMaveh Lo Yarei HaMaveh Karei HaShor Arba Oveis Nezikin Ein Ad Tzad HaShoveh Shoveh En Shedar Kul Azik Shmin Alecha. What's the Lo Harei?
I mean, the Torah could have just caught one or two of them, and we might have wondered why the Torah didn't teach all four, because I could see Shor and see that it's but I wouldn't necessarily make that drasha. I might think that it's ruachaim, or it's in order to be sure that the only drasha we would make is those two. It are those two points. Mm-hmm. We need all four.
So what's the lo harei? Lo yamava kerei ashor v'lo yzev v'zeh sheish ruachaim kerei oish.
Or needed to teach all four.
So that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Kelay mari kosa rachman ashar loy nafik mave minei va'om telochi yitzricha lemichta." So according to Rashi, the thrust of the Mishnah is to justify the arba ovis nezikin, that we need all four ovis. Right. Mishnah goes on to Harbei Amavik Harbei Ashor. Kaloi Marashik Ikosav Rachman Ashor. Loi Nofik Mave Minei. The Om Tulachi at Srichel Mikhtav. And therefore they all have to be recorded. Ulochi Nokat Vereshe. Karei Amave. Veloi Nokat Lukaseder. And why is the Mishnah not going Kiseder? Rashi puts at the very beginning a very difficult Rashi. Rashi says that the Arba of his Nezikin are Keseder are Kosev Parsha. So as long as you don't look up Chumash, then you can keep on reading Rashi. But if you made the... if you weren't so yeshivish and you looked up Chumash, then it's a little bit of a difficult Rashi. Even when you get to Tosfos, he says, Afal Gav, that only works according to Sam Tanom. Right? So these are interesting things to follow up on. My style to really follow up on these things. I have to note them. But Rashi says, Keseder Shem Ksuvim Parsha. All right. Sidon B'Mishnah. Then Rashi says, but why does Natana follow this Seder? Arba Oves Nezikin Ashor V'Abor. So why does Natana say, Lo Harvei Ashor Karei Abor? Why does he skip around? Lo Harvei Ashor Larei Amave Karei Ashor. V'lo Yizev V'Zev. Sheyesh b'machayim karei oesh. Why are we doing 1 and 3 and then 1, 3, and 4? V'lochi nokat b'reisho karei amave v'loy nokat lukaseder l'rei asher karei abor mishum desu l'yhavi motzi l'misne l'yzeh v'zeh sheyesh b'machayim d'abor ein b'ruachayim. Because if we would have said shor and bor, if we would have justified the parshias keseder a parshias, then we would have gotten stuck, because we would then not be able to justify Shor and Mave. Because we'd have to say, well, Shor and Bor, even though it doesn't have Ruachayim, Leizev is Hejish Ruachayim, the Bor ain't by Ruachayim. V'oi Tamu Achrina, the Ribusa Shminon, Sha'afol Gav, and we also have to learn that you cannot learn Shein V'Regel from Karen, or you couldn't learn Odom from Karen, or Odom from Shein V'Regel. Sha'af Agav, Sheyesh L'Shneim Ruachayim, Lo Yinofik Chad Mechavre. U'B'Gmor Meforish Mai, Lo Harei, the world will explain the first line that doesn't really explain the lo harei hamave kare ashor. After that, everything is explained. But I yoytzei from this Rashi is that the Mishnah, the Tana of the Mishnah quotes the four parashas of Hezek. Right? The four parashas of Hezek. In fact, Rashi says that Ovos Kori Lanach Techsivan Bikra, that Ovos over here is another way of saying there are four in the Torah of Achsav. Arba Ovos, four in Torah of Achsav. And the Tana, the Mishnah, goes on to explain why we need all four parashas. Why don't we simply say that if you are responsible for Hezek, you have to pay for Hezek? Why do we need all four parashas? So Gemara says, Mishnah said, Lo arei amava kerei ashor. Doesn't explain why. V'loizev v'zeh sheish ruachayim kerei eisha ein boi ruachayim. How are we supposed to learn this line? We're supposed to say that would we have shor and mavem, we would not be able to learn bor. We would say I'm only responsible for a mazik, for a possession that I have that has ruachayim. V'loizev v'zeh sheyesh ben ruachayim kareyo eish. She'ein boy ruachayim. If I only had shor and mavem, I would say I'm chayiv for property that I own that has life to it. I have to guard it. But if it doesn't have ruachayim, if it can't advance on its own, if it's a kleich achim uruv boy, if the only way it can be mazik, if some other force gets involved, not my achrayas. You and I, the mazik and the nizik share that achrayas. I'm allowed to barbecue, right? Everybody's allowed to barbecue after Memorial Day. Chiv to barbecue, right? So who has the achrayas now to make sure that the kliach achim uruboy doesn't pick up my fire and is Mazin, is that my achrayas? It's a kliach achim uruboy. Who's responsible for the wind? And we all have a schus to cook. So whose achrayas is it to make sure that, am I mechuyev to make sure that the wind doesn't bring my fire to you? Or are you mechuyev to protect yourself? So the Gemara says, l'chein, therefore we have to explain that that if I have an eish, even though there's a kerech achim uruboy, afal pikein, I'm chay. V'loi zeh v'zeh shedarkin leilichu lahazik. Kerei avor shein darkin leilichu lahazik. And if the Torah only taught me shor bor and shor maven hever, so I would have said that if I have something that advances and is mazik, I'm mechuyev to do shmira. You're not mechuyev to protect yourself against, to always be on guard that maybe one of your neighbors has a shor that's going to come into your property. But everybody's allowed to put things in Meshus HaRabim. Everybody's allowed to pour their dirty water into Meshus HaRabim. Where else are you supposed to put it? Right, everybody's allowed to do it. That's what Mr. Rabbim is. We all have equal access to Mr. Rabbim. Right? So I can't keep everything in my house. I have to keep things in the street sometimes. So, and they're not advancing, so it's much easier for you to protect yourself. You just keep your eyes open. So don't trip over my stuff. Who said that you're supposed to be holding a sugi while you're walking? Right? Al tigzu b'darach. So, who said I'm chayiv? So if I only had shor, bor, shor, mavin, hever, I wouldn't be chayiv. So therefore I need to record all four parshas. Shor, bor, mavin. Then the Mishnah concludes, so atzada shove shebohen. So are we limited to these four parshas? So if he would say the maskon of the Mishnah is to teach me that atzad ha-shav ha-shavahen, that they are also a mechayev broader than themselves. In other words, that now that I've identified a characteristic of each mazik, and now that I've explained that I need to have every parsha, so I've now expanded, or I've correctly identified when I'm chayiv for hezek. Right? What's the Mahalach Mishnah? The Torah has four parshas. So the Mahalach Mishnah is, who needs four parshas? Right? Do we need to talk about a shore and a female shore? What's the female shore? And a pora, and a seh. Right? How far do I have to go? And a dog, domesticated, whatever it is. No, I don't have to go there. So I don't, apparently not. No. So then, do I have to speak about when a shore eats or when a shore tramples? Do I have to speak about when a shore gores? So, the Torah gave me a parasha. So now I have to speak about when I set a fire. If I'm chayiv for my shore, so I need to speak about a boar and when I leave something on my roof, and then it falls and it's in a shusharabim. What's the, if the Torah speaks about four parshas, and I could easily make this into 24 parshas. That I could easily talk about different kinds of animals. Or, l'chara, I could make it into two parshas. I don't have to have a parsha for a shore that tramples and a shore that eats. That's shore, doing what shvorim do. So, if the Torah has four parshas, and Mishnah 1, there must be, that if I wouldn't have all four parshas, I would not know all four parshas. And more than that, everything goes step by step. So the first job of the Mishnah is to explain, why do I need these four parshas? If I wouldn't have these four parshas, I wouldn't know these four parshas. So the Tana, the Tanoim explain, that if I wouldn't have a parsha of koyach acham uruv boy, so I would not be able to be machayev koyach acham uruv boy. To us, these things are obvious. We think you have a fire, so you mechuyev. I'm mechuyev to watch over. Gemara thinks that's not so possible. Right? If you live, if you think about living in a tent city, so where do you cook? You don't cook inside your tent. No, you cook outside the tent. Right? So everybody's cooking there. So who's Achroi? Right? Let's say you have a community, the community is supposed to have guard dogs. Not guard dogs, not safe. Now who's Mechuyev to protect their residents from their neighbor's guard dog? Live in a moshav out on the outskirts. So everybody has to have a guard dog, right? You have five shepherds living together. They all have to have guard dogs. Now who's Mechuyev? You know, to protect yourself. So the Gemara is saying that if I wouldn't know boar, who's mechuyev? So the Gemara is saying the Torah is saying that without these four parshas, I would not know that I'm chayev in these four parshas. So the Gemara says, well, so then we have to explain, why is it that I would not know this parsha? That's what Rashi is saying. The point of the Mishnah is, so I have to explain why. Once I explain why, I've explained the chiddush, or I've explained how I've expanded the din of Teshlumi Ezek. But once I've explained why I would not know boar from shore, so now I've expanded the chiyuv Ezek. And I said, afilu bazeh. Once I explained why I would not know Eish, so then I've expanded, I said, I've identified the quality of that of which the Torah wants me to understand. So the Mishnah says, and now I've explained, as we know from Beis and Gimel Aleph, I've explained that that I have to watch my animals from a strange form of hezek. I cannot say statistic. I went on the internet, I did all my research, and shvarim don't gore. They don't gore unless they're aggravated. The last time this shore gored, the guy with the thoroughbred dog, right? And he says, I can't believe it, because history shows that this dog never bites other people. All right. So, halacha says, sorry, buddy. Doesn't matter. In dark elazik, that's the din of show. You say, we cut you a little bit of slack, chatsi nezik for a few times. Right? So the Gemara says that even for ein darkoi, amchayev for darkoi, when it's nana, amchayev for darkoi when it's not nana. So the terms, so each parish is magdir a mazik, amchayev for koychachem ruboy, and amchayev for ein darkoi leilchul hazik. Good. So now I understand, right? Having to justify why I need the four parshas then gives me the geder or the chiddush, the characteristic of that parsha. Good. And now the Mishnah concludes and says, so once I know all of the gedarim, so this is where we're going to have to leave this as an open issue for right now. So Effie would say, so now I try to figure out what is the Machayev without all of these characteristics. So counterintuitive, right? So it's almost like, that's a little bit what Effie said, it's a little hard to understand. I expanded my concept of Hezek, and I said I need all these four parshas. And then, what's the conclusion of the Mishnah? Hatzada Shav Sheben. So what's the Tzada Shav Sheben? Teaches me why all of the characteristics that I worked very hard to figure out are not consequential. The only thing that's consequential is if Darkun Lehazik Ushmirosan Alecha Ukeshizik Chava Mazik. So then the way Ephraim shot in the Mishnah is four parshas chumash. Why do I need each parsha? And then, why I really don't need each parsha? It's Tzarchina, that's a good pshat in the Mishnah. But let's not go to the Sefer right away. So Yisvus then points out that this, that everything we said until now, L'chayra raises a deeper question. Tosfos says uktzas kosher, the mashma the oinshin momin min adin. Tosfos says everything we said until now, the whole yisayd of the Mishnah, lechara goes against the yisayd of Allah. Why is that? The Mishnah opens up by saying there are four parshas in chumash. Good. The Mishnah then goes on to say, why do I need all four parshas in chumash? So that. Is predicated on the svara that I would be able to learn one parsha from another parsha, right? That if I had that if I could be machayev moment based on a svara, then we would be machayev, and therefore I need to explain why that svara would not be satisfactory, correct? Those are the steps. The Mishnah justifies every parasha. That's the point of the Mishnah. So vice tochos, right? What's the underlying assumption of the Mishnah? Is that if I could explain risvara why boar is machayev Shor and Mav and Hever, that'd be fine. I have to explain why Bor is not Mechayev. In the end, the Gemara says, Bor is Mechayev. Get the Daf Hey. Each one with Bor be Mechayev. Right? In the end, we're going to see that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is very, very limited. But right now, we're focused on that the Mahalach of the Mishnah, the point of the Mishnah, the whole point of the Mishnah goes against the Yisoid Nalach. Maybe Yisoid Nalach ain oinchin min adin. That we do not give oinchin based on Svara. We don't give oinchin based on Kal Mochorma. Kal Mochorma is your basic Svara. Ub Mechilten, Taisva says, Tanya, ki yiftach v'chi yichre im ala psicha chayiv ala kriyulei kol shechein. Taisva says, if you dig a boar or you open up a pre-dug boar, whether you dig a bore or open up a manhole cover. Open up a manhole, but take up the cover, right? Either one you're chayiv. So the Gemara says, no. If you're chayiv for opening up the manhole, l'chori, you're certainly chayiv for digging the hole. Right? If somebody digs a hole and covers it, and then you take away his cover, so then it could very well be that we would be able to sue both. The one who dug, because he created the hezek, and maybe an insufficient kisui because it was one that was could be moved by somebody else. Shaya. But certainly, if a machayev the yiftach, we're going to machayev the yichre. So just tell me ki yiftach, and we certainly will machayev the yiftach. So Tosfos points out, and the Mechilta says, elamerchosh ein oinchin min adin. So the Torah gives me a chiddush that the Torah is teaching me. The hope, the point of ki yiftach v'chi yichre is to teach me she'ein oinshin min adin, that we will not give oinshin based on svara. So that's Tosfos kasha. Tzas kasha, the whole our sugya, our mission is predicated on that svara is a machayim, and the Mechilta says svara is not a machayim. Good, but understand Tosfos Kasha. Any Ha'oros in Tosfos Kasha? Terrible. Glenn?
He's calling a payment in Onesh.
He's calling payment in Onesh, right? That he's, and he's well justified, because that's what the Mechilta said. No? So what do you want to say? So leading question. Were you going to that?
If you're talking about, is the
Tashlumin
of the Mizik,
is it an Isser, or is it an Avotain? So it's interesting to say that you want to suggest that based on this, we should have another Raya that Hezek is an Isser.
Yeah.
Okay, not bad. Go ahead.
Different Svaras. What does it mean in Kalachim, right?
Okay, so I fudged that nakuda by calling it a svara. In other words, Daniel's correct in saying that usually an oichin min adin is an oichin mi kal v'chomer, the specific svara of kal v'chomer. That's how it's usually understood. That's how it's usually applied. In this case, im ala kriya psicha chayev ala kriya leikol shechein elamedcha shein oinshin min adin. So that's correct. That's usually a kal v'chomer. Now, however, the next two orahs that Daniel made, I'm not sure if they're correct. Number one is the way I presented it, in order to try to avoid your question, is that kal v'chomer is a svara. And if you cannot be mechadish adin based on svara, based on kal v'chomer, that means you cannot be mechadish adin based on svara b'chlal. All right. So that Daniel would argue not necessarily correct. Why? Because the way to slug up a kal v'chomer is by showing that the kal is not kal and the chomer is not chomer. Right? And the reason that the Torah gives for a oinshin min adin is because maybe we'll find a pircha. Maybe you couldn't find the pircha, but somebody else will find the pircha. And therefore, in oinshin min adin, how can you give an oinish? How can you give malchus? How can you be moitzi momen? In other words, every kal vachomer, the Torah says, is almost like a suffix. So, again, I try to avoid that question for two reasons. One is because the svara of the Torah that maybe a kal vachomer can be shlugged up is probably true for any svara. No? Is it davka kal vachomer that is more susceptible to somebody else asking a kasha in the svara?
There are other malachim in the Torah.
That's also correct. Also correct. Yeah, also correct. But that's the one that makes your kasha the best kasha. Right?
Marshall says because it's kapara.
Yeah, so that doesn't help the kasha.
But it doesn't.
Maybe a good arm on the sugya. All right, but that's why I chose the Torah, because that's the best way to mechazik your kasha. And the other aura that I would say is that it's not so clear to me that the lo harei is not a kal v'chomer. Right, lo harei means you can the two. Lo harei means you cannot learn one from the other. Now, how do you learn one from the other? Do you say they're very, 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 very similar, or do you say, well, if I'm chayev for something, you know, if you look at the, to, for example, the Tosfos, in kulasi shul shorku kulasi shul mava. So you see from that Tosfos that Tosfos is learning this as kal vachomer, and therefore he's talking about can you compare the kal of each one and the chomer of each one. Right. Now it's correct that Daniel said there are other, there are three, I say two classic ways of understanding ein oinshin min adin. One is the Torah, the other is the Marisha. The Torah is quoted, the Torah says, because we're afraid that there may be a pircha lurking there that we haven't found. I want to explain the Torah better than I've explained it until now. The way to understand the Torah is that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah to be understood in with 13 Midos HaTorah Dreshes Ben. And halacha is that later dairos can employ the yud gimel shetorah nedreshmet and can also ask kashas on the 13 gimel shetorah nedreshmet. Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim that if a beis din later on comes and says not impressed with the svar of the previous beis din, so they can be mechadesh it in. I'm not talking about gezeris or takonis. I don't even think it requires a. Look it up again. Go to the chacham v'minyan. But part of the din of being moiser Torah with the 30 minutes of rachamim, the 30 minutes of Torah dreshes man, is that every door, every beis din can be mechadesh. And can also unravel a previous din. So yotze mizeh means that the essence of the of certainly the shrine of kal vachomer, the essence of saying that this din is learned from the midrash attended reshven, you could say it's the Torah said, so it's endless now, and therefore I can give an einish right now. But you could say, if you want to be machanish dinim, well, so if I have to be more machmir, more mekel now, fine. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu told me. The next door, we'll have different chumas and kulas. But you're going to give a guy malchus, and the next door will say, not impressed by the svar, you can't get to take the malchus back. Say, no, you din. You can do Isurim in a din, you can do Mrs. in a din, you can do Chumrits, whatever. But Oinshin, that you can't do in a din. In other words, it's by the very nature of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you can be Dorish Svara, and the very nature that Svara is not something which every single door will see eye to eye, just like you can have a Machlekes and Svara, you also Machlekes and Svara. So right now, Rav Chachamim accept the Svara. So Miyadeh, the next door, that the Rav Chachamim will accept that Svara. How many times we have in Piskei Halacha where you have Rav Poiskim and Mekabel a certain Mahalach, and the next door, they go a different Mahalach. So what Enoishim Min Adin means, again, this is being Masbi the tour in a deeper way. The other approach is the Marashon Sanhedrin, who says that in Oishim and Adin, is because of Kapara. Now, the Torah says that if I do a certain Maisa, so I get my Malkus and I get Kapara. So we cannot say, oh, Kal v'chomer, that if I do a mice that's more chomer, I should get malchus. No. A mice that's more chomer may be more chomer, may require a more difficult oinish. So it got to be oinshin. For it got to be oinshin, you can't say, you can't give malchus al pisvar. You can't give malchus al pisvar. Because the same chomer which says, this is obviously going to get malchus, could be no. This is so chomer. Maybe he's bumped up. Maybe he does mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to take care of himself. He's not. Malchus is too light. Misa is too chomer. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to do some einshin min hashamayim. Those are the two classic explanations for einshin min hadin. All right. Well, we don't give malchus. Right. How do we know that we don't give malchus? Look at the Tosfos that Rabbi Kivager points out. Tosfos Dav Dalman Beis. Let's just hold that for 1 minute. Let's finish the Tosfos. Good. So again, so what are we explaining over here? We're pointing out over here. There is a principle in Kol HaTorah Kula Ein Oinshin Min Hadin. And that means that we cannot give Oinshin, we cannot give Malkus and Nisa based on the Kal V'Chomer. And the classic interpretations are the Marasha that says that maybe the Oinsh will not be enough, or the Torah that says maybe the Svar will be upgefregt, will be. And that's often attributed to Trimagonim. Trimagonim are a sefer called the Ginas Vrad. Ginas Vrad is a sefer on Kololei Hashas. So then he presents this as well. Good. So that's the general rule of Ein Oinshin Min Hadin. So now the first Mishnah of Masechta says, one explains why we need four different mazikim. Good. So we explain, first of all, how by responding to that question, we end up being magdir every one of the others. Right? Good. But then Taisva says, but the whole shakl v'tarya is assuming that I could be mechayev based on kal v'chayim, based on svar. So Taisva says, k'sas kosher, the mashma de oinshim min hadin, but mechilten tanya. So, yeah, first had a good aura. From Zev that Oinshin, that it's, use the lashon of Oinshin, sounds like it should be Yosser. Oinshin min adin. U'mechilten, tana, tanya, ki yiftach, v'chichu, v'mapchich, v'chayim, v'chriya, l'kol shechem. So Tosfos is choosing this makor because this makor is davka l'gabi mominus. Even by mominus, we're not going to mechayim momin al-pidin. Umiyu, the Tosfos says, however, beperek apora, memtesamid beis, dorish leile drosha achrina. The Gemara there asks the same kasha v'chi yichre And there the Gemara answers, no, I'll escape psicho kriya ba. That the reason for having the lashon of ki yiftach v'chi yichreh is to teach me that I don't have to mamish dig. I'll escape psicho as long as I'm somehow involved in putting a bor b'shus harabim. Oy, in other words, the ki yichreh v'chi yiftach is not to teach me a new din. It's a lashon that the term is using to say lam dav ki psicho v'chriya. Anything which involves, I leave Avnei Sakinu Masoi, and it ends up being a Bor Mizgalgel, ends up being a Mazik. There are different ways that I could be Achroi for a Hezek Meshus Rabbim, for a Bor Meshus Rabbim. Oi, Lavi Koirach or Koire. Shasilik Maser Rishon. Reuven digs 12 Toch. Shimon digs another 2 tzvachim, right? Then animal drops in and dies. Who's chayav? Lavi koyrach or koyra. So does Shimon say, Reuben did 10 tzvachim, right? 10 tzvachim is going to kill the animal anyways. So my 2 tzvachim, lemal lemurid. Right? Lavi koyrach or koyra. Shesilik ma'aser rishon. So what's the point? What's the miyu of Tosfos? What's the Tosfos saying? Miyu? No. What's Tosfos pointing out? This is miyu. Sas kosha miyu? No. No, go ahead.
Saying maybe that pasuk is not available to learn this idea that you know Shimon
did. Okay. So, but the Mechilta says that it is. So what's Tosfos pointing out?
Okay,
yeah,
never mind. You can't be asking a question. You can't be saying there's another
shita. Another shita, right? The Chari Tosfos is machlekes Tanor.
Yeah.
Right. That the other Tanorim hold that the drush is a different reason. If the drush is a different reason, then they have no makor to say ein oinshim v'nadin leitz v'glavim amenus. So Tosfos is saying tzas kasha. Why only tzas kasha? Because l'chayra, we have to conclude as a machlokes tanoim, and our tana is the tana is that tana that holds like the rice on mem tesamid base, right? So the Kivager says ayin dalit omid base, dalit base ve'edim zehimin. Ve'edim Zayimim, Pirish Riva, De'afilu Shileim al piyo Edim Zayimim Chayovin, De'loy Shayach b'momin Kasher Zomim Eloy Kasher Osa, De'efsher b'chazara. Edim Zayimim is one of the Aveis Nezikim, right? So what's the tzir over here? Reuven and Shimon gave Edos that Levi's shore was Mazik Yehuda's property. Right? And then Yisachar's willing to come in and say, Yimonu Yisa. Alright? So Reuven and Shimon were trying to be Machayev Levi $1,000. No, Edom Zayman are Chayev Kasher Zomam. So now, Edom Zayman are always Nezikin. They're always Nezikin because they tried to use the Beis Din. So we'll call it white collar crime. They didn't want to steal money. They tried to use the basin to steal money. So they tried to get the basin to rob $1,000 from Levi and give it to Yehuda. Okay, Karamazik. Tafilu shileim al pi edim zayim ben chayovin. Now what happens if by the time Yisachar's woolen came, the basin was already mechayev Levi to pay Yehuda, and Yehuda already, and Levi already collected from Yehuda? So we have a general din, kasher zaman veloy kasher osa, that if the Beis Din already executed, already gave malchus, so one of the chidushim of Edom Zayimim, right, last week we learned that Bas V'Cholim is a chidush. So we discussed that Edom Zayimim are also a chidush. So one of the reasons that Ivanach is a chiddush is because is that there is a counterintuitive halach in Edom Zayim. That if they actually were successful in executing their devious plan, then it gets bumped up their bonus shalom to take care of the Edom Zayim. Right? So Taisva says, Da'afilu shilem achidish. Pirush Riva achidish. That even if the Edom Zayim and if Yisachon's bullet only came after the Beis Din already executed the din of Reuben and Shimon, and they already made Levi pay, so the Beis Din will for sure get the money back from Yehuda and give back to Levi. But in that case, where the Edom Zayim have to pay, do we say Kasher Zaman Veloy Kasher Rasa? So the Riva says maybe not. Not so. There is never a case of kasher also by moment. Malchus is irretrievable. Misa, irretrievable. There is a kasher, but there is a kasher, zom le kasher, but money, you can always get money back. So there's never a din of kasher, zom le kasher also. V'rim eforesh, d'lo yitzorech lai taima. D'gabe moment, the Bali Tosis are arguing, they're discussing how can you call an Eid Zoymeim a Mazik? Because by the time he was Mazik, he's not chayiv to pay. Right? He was bothering Tosis. How can you call an Eid Zoymeim of a Mazik? By the time he was Mazik, he's no longer a chayiv to pay. The Rebbe says no. A Zoymeim is a Mazik because we don't apply the din of Kashim like Asheros. Good. Verima Farish Lezorchlai Taima. They got a Mamin Machaibin Lubakal Vachaimer. They got a Mamin Einshivin Adin. So the Rebbe says, no. When it comes to Mamin, so we're Machaib Bakal Vachaimer. So normally, when it comes to Edom Zoymeim, we should normally say, if Kasher Zomam is Chayim, Kasher also is Zichar Chayim. Right? If Kasher Zomam to give Malchus is Chayim, they actually got Malchus, for sure. So the Torah is Mechadesh, then Ain Oin Shem Ben Adin. Right? But the Reed says, that is only true for Malchus and Misa. It's not true for Mamin. The Gabi Mamin Machaibin Makal Vachoymer. So the Gabi Mamin, a Zoymeim is Chayiv to pay. We don't need the Svara of Chazara. Again, Tosfos is saying, Muchrach, we have a Chiddush here. What's the Chiddush? That Edom Zoymeim have to pay even if the money was already, even the din was already executed. That Adam's the din of Kasher Zomam Le Kasher also doesn't apply to Mamon. It has to be that way. Why? Because otherwise, an Edom could not be an Ava Mazik. Because if he wasn't Mazik yet, that's when he's going to be Chayiv. If he was Mazik, you're not going to be Chayiv. So if you're going to call an Edom a Mazik, right? Muchrach, you have to say that an Edom is Mechayiv Mamon, even Kasher also. Good. But it goes against the din. So the Riva says, doesn't go against the din. Why? Because there is never a kasher zomam, the loy kasher gamim mamim. Right? But the Riva is saying, Lu yitzur, there would be a kasher of the kasher also gamim mamim, then we would say, no, you should be the din. And the Riva says, no, he says, the premise of your Shaka Vatarya is incorrect. We don't say ain't oinshin min adin legabe mamin. We are machayev mamin kal v'choymer. V'hod der minim avakus hor gwein der rogin. That's because ain't oinshin min adin. See, so what Riki Vager is pointing out from this Taisu, why does Riki Vager direct us to this Taisu? Why did he say ayin? Lekam and Dalmid Beis. Rabbi Kiveger gives another makor for the mechilta that ain eish benin legavei tivichu mechira, right? Legavei ganav. But what's he pointing at over here? Go ahead.
Perhaps you can say that this is the discussion of the Tanaim, that the one that the Riyo says that you do on Ishmiyadin would hold in the Tanaim, the Machloket Tanaim brought over here, that it's actually that the Pasuk comes to discuss if there's like a second dig or whatever.
Correct. Right. That is, the Ri has to hold, it's a Machloket Tanaim. Right? The Riva. The machlekes, the Riva and the Ri, is whether this Tana, Rabbi Chiya, is, do we have to make him conform to an Einshim min Adin, or can we say it's also machlekes Tanon? So, Hayyotzi Mikol Zeh, yeah, in the Shita Mekubetzes, the Mari Katz. Hatzad HaShove, Mash Mehoche De Oynshi Min Adin. V'yeish l'arma d'loy peligei v'mechilten. Let's go slow. Okay. Mash mahacha da einshim min adin. As Tosa says, v'yeh shloimer de loy peligye, de b'mechilten loy osela shvinen b'chiv mamin, ele v'isar takola, de in einshim min adin b'dinei shemayim, de ashikon b'nezokim oynish b'dinei shemayim, ga b'yishor v'gam bol of yumos, we are meeting with Eish Shemayim. Avol Momin Oynshik and Muchachacha. Will the Kama Perek Aparu? No. What is the Mari Kat saying? No. Zeh. What did you say?
So he's saying that it's not a Machlokas and a Mechotin. It's just that the Mechotin is only referring to Dini Shemayim. Whereas if you're talking about Dini Adam, then you would be able to say,
don't you? Okay, so the first thing that Zev explained, we can understand easily, right? He's saying that there is no machlokes in the mechilta. We're all going to paskin that ain oinchin bin adin by dini moment, right?
Yeah.
There's a brisa which says, "Ain." We're always going to pass an oinchin min adin b'dini moment. And there's a brisa that says, "Ain oinchin min adin." That's legame what? Dini shemaim. Why do we have to concern ourselves with the Rebbeinu Shalom? Who's going to be giving oinchin or not? No. Nu L'chor Marikatz is saying that the Iser of Takola, we cannot necessarily expand. Okay? That's a little bit hard to understand. Let's, what have we accomplished? And then let's finish up with the Hezer Adar. So we pointed out that the aside of the Mishnah is to explain why we need all four parshas. Okay, that's going to have numerous ramifications going right there, because that is how we are going to understand that there are different qualities of each of, and that's ultimately going to lead us to the next sugya of Tolisein, Kiyetzven, what's a Toldo, what's an Avachulet. Right. But now we're lasering in one particular group. The fact that the Mishnah explains to us why we need all four. The goal of the Mishnah, L'chaira, is not to do Parshanut. L'chaira, the goal of the Mishnah is to explain to us the feature, the quality, the characteristic of every of. L'chaira, the goal of the Mishnah is to train us to look at the mechayiv of every single of. L'chaira. But in doing so, the strategy, the keli of the Mishnah, the strategy of the Mishnah was to explain to us why do we need four parshas in Chumash. And the strategy of the Mishnah was to say, well, if I would have had only Maveh, would not have known Shor. If I would have only had Shor and Bor, wouldn't have known. Vaistachais, that if I would not be able to identify a Chiddush, a Chumra, and maybe a Kula, and the every other of, then I would be able to learn from the original of. Taisus Kasha. So that assumption in the Mishnah, that which we take for granted, we don't pull it apart, so it goes against the principle they know in Shemin. Shtei Tshuvas B'Dover. Taisus Malach is the Chamachloikas Tanon. Ein Oinshin Min Adin Legabe Malkus Misa. That is Mekubal. But Legabe Momin is a Machloikas Tanon. The Tan of Chiyichra V'Chiyiftach Kriyach HaKriya L'Lamid in Oinshin Min Adin. Our Tana holds Oinshin Min Adin Legabe Momin. And there's a machlekes rivon ri, whether the tana with Reb Chiya, which tana he holds like. Good, so we have it very clear. Machlekes tanon. Marikatz is no. No machlekes tanon. Everybody holds when it comes to moment oinshin min adin. There's a machlekes about whether the iser takola. Call it the Yisr Gezel, call it Abbas Reim, whether we can expand Yisurim based on Yisur Takola, based on. It's up to understand Marikas a little bit deeper. But just to finish up with the Hezra, so how would we explain the Machlekes Tanoim of whether Oinshin Min Adin, whether Ein Oinshin Min Adin applies to Mamnas? Would be the Hezra Dover. How would you explain a Tana that says, Momoin, yeah, if he's swaying, Machai Momoin. Malchus, what would you say?
Or at the Tanami de Marsha, you don't really need Kapara for the Momonos. So it's not crazy to say which minute in, especially the entire system of Momonos is societal understood. So if I damage something or I steal something from you, so I don't need Kapara to determine how much I have to pay back.
Mm-hmm.
It's all based on logic.
So, yeah, which you could suggest. Yisr Engel was a contemporary of Chayyim. He was living, I think, either in Warsaw or Krakow, I forget. And he was a goyin of comparable stature to Reb Chayyim. Talmidim used to argue with each other whose Rebbe is greater. Shav Yosef Engel left us many svarim. He left us the Lekach Toiv. He left us the Asan Deiraisa. He left us something called Shivim Panim LaTorah, where he was Miyashiv Unkash in 70 ways. And he left us a Beis HaOitzer, where he began to write an encyclopedia of Lomdus, but he only got to through Alvin Beis. So in the Lekach Toiv, he has a Maimer and Ein Oish Ben Adin. And he has his first Mahalach is along the lines of what Effie said, along the lines of Eli said. And that is that what we call the Machlekes Tor and Marsha, maybe that is the Machlekes Tanor. There's a machlekes tanoim. I'll explain it this way. There's a machlekes tanoim about whether the principle of Einshim and Adin applies to Mominus. So if you say that the principle applies to Mominus, that is consistent with the question of whether a svara can be machayev, something of a great concept, where the svara can be machayev malchus, can a svara be machayev misa? Because after all, a svara may be mufrach. And as we explained with greater omkis, it's not pshat to have a sofek. It's pshat that by saying that every door has the ability to re-explain a svara, it means that the nature of the svara is that it may not be durable, so to speak. That's part of the nature of the din. So the Torah says, when my bezin in my door was kaveya svara, that's machayev. That's the way Torah works. That's part of the way Torah was given. Could be part of the shmirah Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Torah. But by the very nature of Svara is that it could be Mufrach, so I can't give Malkus and Misa based on Svara. So I would say it can't be Moitzi Moment either. Moitzi Mechaber Olivarai. Being Moitzi Moment also is a consequential. It's not the same thing as Malkus and Misa, but it's consequential. Right? You can sue Hezek nowadays. If a person successfully sues Hezek and doesn't have an insurance policy, right? Can change a person's life. Right? So, moment is also, it's not just we're talking about a $30 damage, nothing but a $1,000 dent in your car. Moment can be of great consequence. How can you be Mechayev Hezek? How can you be Mechayev Hezek, a person that's going to be held responsible for a fire? The wife of the guy's whole property. Years and years of parnassal. That's huge. So, ain't no issue with that then. You can't, that's part of Eshvedin. On the other hand, if you say that the Torah doesn't have a suffix about its svara, a svara is machayev, later on, it can be mufach later on, no, that doesn't matter. It means the Kodesh Baruch Hu sanctioned the svara in this door, and this svara is a din deiraisa. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu said in the Chachmei Ador, machayev based on svara, that's part of Torah. And it's a machayev. However, when it comes, we don't know whether an oynesh that is delivered by svara is going to be an oynesh which is enough. So that's why we can't give malchus or misa based on a svara. But l'chayre chiyav mamon, the goal is to make a person whole. Chiyav mamon is not to get kapara. Even if you hold that hezek is an iser. But the chiyuv moment is not the kapara. So l'chayra, the Torah, to be machayev me, to be mashal to somebody else, to be meshiv and aveda, that for that svara is good enough. So let's what Yisrael Engel suggests, and his first malach is another malach. Maybe we'll get to the second malach sometime. But the first malach is to say that this machleik is tanom. So again, Yisrael Mikol Zeh, as we pointed out, based on our Tosfos, that it's a machlekes tanoim. We point out the Mari Katz is choylek. And we pointed out there's a machlokes amongst the Balei Tosfos whether one has to make the, how do we explain the Tanur? How we make in the Tanur of our Mishnah? But a Yosef Mikol Zeh is that this machlokes Tanur could be a basis for the machlokes that is usually referred to as the machlokes Torin Marsha or Marsha and Primogodim. And that the different svaros of Oitzim Min HaDin come out from this machlokes of whether we say Oitzim Min HaDin legabe mominus. So we have to keep in mind going right there is that our Tanav, our Mishnah, according to Tosfos, is the Tanav that holds Oitzim Min HaDin legabe mominus. Right? According to Mari Katz, everybody holds Oitzim Min HaDin. Just. Okay, good.
Where's the Torah?
Where is the Torah?